Tribal and community elders from around Afghanistan have started arriving in Kabul to decide on the details of a security pact with the United States. Security is tight around the capital. Over the weekend, a bomb exploded some 500 meters from the site of the gathering, a stark reminder of the militant threat in the country. Such concerns over security, as well as Afghan suspicions of neighbors Pakistan and Iran, have lawmakers like Saleh Mohammed Saleh backing the security agreement.
We need to make sure the bilateral security agreement includes language that if any country attacks or interferes in our soil, the US will support our national army and security forces in pushing back.
President Hamid Karzai has negotiated a draft agreement with U.S. officials, but the Tribal Assembly, or Loya Jirga, must give its approval before the document goes to Parliament for a vote. Among the most contentious points are whether U.S. troops or contractors after the end of 2014 will be tried in Afghan courts or American courts for any wrongdoing. The Taliban has threatened any leaders who support the deal, and former Mujahideen and conservative religious groups are opposed. They say the accord would sell Afghanistan to Washington. Opinion on the street is divided. Some want the Americans to leave. Others say a security pact is important. Abdul Ali Sultani of Western Farah province supports a deal.
I think that without an agreement, you will soon see the Taliban, Pakistan intelligence, and Iran intelligence at the doors of Kabul.
The country cannot afford to turn down the security pact, cautions lawmaker Haji Mirdad Khan Nijrabi.
The U.S. has promised to pay $4.1 billion to our security forces and another $4 billion to our civilian institutions. If this Loya Jirga advises the government to reject the agreement, we are in danger of losing this aid.
For the United States, a continued presence in Afghanistan will give Washington time to improve the capacity of the Afghan security forces, as well as ensure that Al-Qaeda does not once again gain a foothold in the country. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Kabul.